Hello, Sober Town. Health is the most important aspect of life. It is the foundation for an extraordinary life. Without it, everything else suffers. Join a community obsessed with harnessing the power of optimal health to conquer addiction and stay in long-term recovery. Welcome to SoberFlex.
Seeking balance in my life have kept me stuck in addiction for far too long, way too long. And today I'm going to give you two main reasons why balance is overrated and why obsession is so much better and makes so much more sense if you're looking for a life of recovery, and not only recovery, but amplified recovery, meaning recovering from your addiction, from your struggles, but also beyond that, and health, recovery and health, recovery and well-being, mental health, physical health, spiritual health, all of the above. So there really are two biggest reasons why we must obsess over our health, okay, and put balance to the side for the time being, okay? The first reason is really because of our own character and who we are. And the second reason is because of the actual society that we live in. And I'm going to break those two reasons down into a few different pieces so that we can understand what that means, okay? So the first one, our own character. You know, oftentimes when we, those of us who have dealt with addictions for a long time, oftentimes we have a sort of a all or nothing mentality, right? We're either all in or we're out. And that's why we're all into the drinks, all into the drugs, all into the partying, all into the chaos that follows that. But then we go back to it, right? So seeking balance in the middle of that is literally impossible. I mean, how many times have you guys tried to drink in moderation? I know personally, I can tell you that I've tried to do that for literally the entirety of my addiction, which was 18 years. From the age of 13 years old until I was 31 years old, I was able to fool myself into trying to believe that I would be able to drink in moderation, right? Only to find out that it was impossible. And I kept on going back to it and back to it and back to it, right? So when I understood that, I really was able to have more than 2 weeks, more than a month, more than 2 months of sobriety. Now I'm approaching 5 years because I went all in into something else. I went all in into health obsession. You know, this is my humble opinion, but I firmly believe that obsession tends to get this like negative connotation to it. But I firmly believe that there are a few things worth obsessing over in this life. And health is definitely one of them, because if you obsess over your health, then by definition, every other aspect of your life is going to thrive. Your recovery, your sobriety, your personal life, your professional life, all of it, because health is the foundation for it all, right? So this is really the meat of the first reason here. It's our own character. It's who we are. And that doesn't mean that I cannot change in the future, right? I do believe that balance has a place, but that's for later in sobriety. That's when we have a few years under our belt and when we've learned to develop the proper habits to regain control of our choices, regain control of our life, then it's easier to balance and to not necessarily obsess as much over health. But at the beginning, it is the best way to find sobriety is to go all in onto something else, to trade our negative addiction obsession to a positive obsession, which is health. That was the first reason. The second reason why moderation is overrated and why obsession is the key here is because of the actual society that we live in. In order to be, you know, truly healthy and not just average, we need to obsess over our health. If we're living in a time, let's say the 1800s, right, or early 1900s, in a way, life was cleaner. The world was cleaner than now in many, many, many ways. And what I mean by that is the foods were cleaner. We didn't have as many seed oils. It was good healthy fats from Mother Nature. We didn't have to deal with as many pesticides and GMOs and microplastics in foods and heavy metals and excitotoxins, which are chemicals that you find in processed foods that make you want more and more. All of those hyper-palatable foods that slowly but surely crept their way into our life. And, you know, those things may not kill us as fast as our drug of choice would, like alcohol or cocaine or heroin or whatever your drug of choice was, but it still deprives us of having optimal health. It still deprives us of having a body and a mind that functions optimally, right? And we need that body and that mind to recover as fast and as properly as it can from all of the years of damage that we've afflicted to our bodies from our addiction, right? We need that. We need to go all in over our health and really pay closer attention to everything, the labels of the foods and the kind of glasses that we drink from, the water quality that we drink from and all of that. If we want to have a body and the mind that functions properly, we need to take our health into our own hands. We can't trust bigger corporations to do it for us because nobody is going to save us. We must know, remember the very first letter of the numerous system, we must know and understand in order to make proper choices, and we must go all in and obsess over it in order to be the best, strongest version that we can possibly be, right? So this video was about obsession, right? The previous two were about no, and then the second one, nutrition. This one is the third letter of the no merge system, which is O for obsession, right? So no, nutrition, obsess. And then our future video coming next week is going to be about wisdom, W for wisdom. So I hope this helps. If you're looking for help in this area, if you don't know where to begin, because I know it's a lot, we have to talk about nutrition, we have to talk about movement, we have to talk about mindset, sleep. I've got a free community, completely free, called Sober Flex, and you can simply click in the link of the in the description below, and I hope to see you there. Boom!